It's time now for Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everyone. This is Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals. And we have a very special guest today, Francine Milano. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. But this is perfect timing because, as you all know, in this area, we're coming on the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. And it's soon getting underway. And in fact, my co-host, Gil Sheffer here, lives in the Gettysburg area. Don't you, Gil?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so he's well aware, and in fact, my guest has also lived in Gettysburg, too. Francine has completed a three-year program, and she was ordained a spiritualist minister in 1996. She served for 4 years at an interfaith church in New Jersey, where she developed her gifts. Francine now teaches others to open their own gifts through her signature workshop titled Opening Up Your Intuitive Self and through private mentoring for serious students and seasoned professionals. Francine is also a certified healer, a spiritualist counselor, and a workshop facilitator. And she's with us today, and one of the things we're going to talk about is her book called The Other Side of Gettysburg, a Ghost 101 Handbook. So good morning, Francine.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me today. I guess we're going to talk about my little detour, though, yeah. In Gettysburg.
Well, yeah, we do. So now you lived in Gettysburg for a couple years, didn't you?
Yeah, but with my husband, about 5 years. And it's a very interesting place. I mean, as far as a tourist versus living there as a resident. But Gettysburg is a really wonderful place. And as a spiritualist, I've always been fascinated in the paranormal as a child, but as an adult, you know, we tend to cross that bridge into the spiritual realms.
Right.
So that was kind of like where I went. I lived in New Jersey, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and when we got to Gettysburg, though, and I saw everybody was just not just the history, but also coming for the ghost factors.
Right, right.
With it seemed like hundreds of ghost tours available. And I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I need to cross the bridge over again a little bit because I had a business there. And I did get kind of enveloped in this world of the paranormal again. So I used to teach Ghost 101 to tourists.
Okay, though, so tell us a little bit about what Ghost 101 is, because, you know, we have to say, I mean, as you mentioned, Francine, not only is Gettysburg known for its history, but it's the very place where the bloodiest battle on North American soil took place.
It is, and that's why every inch of it, I feel, is active in one way or another. But not everyone is going to perceive it.
Right.
So there are people that come for that fascination and sometimes walk away a little disappointed. So what that class was based on, and what the book is based on the class, was about how to take advantage of the energies and really put the odds more in your favor, that you'll go home with at least one story to tell about your experiences. A lot of people want to go ghost hunting. That's a perfect place on these battlefields because there is such a tremendous energy. And some people just go into town and they feel this heaviness of their heart.
Okay.
There are some people that say, I can't stay there very long because it just, an overwhelming sensation comes over me.
So people that are especially sensitive.
Exactly.
To that and energy.
They don't even know it, actually.
Oh, well, that's true. So they might not realize that in everyday life, but when they get there, they just have this overwhelming sense.
Tremendous. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
You've heard of orbs on your photos, you know, if somebody
right.
takes an
now,
orb
explain
picture.
Explain that to people
this
that
is,
might not be
this
familiar.
Is, well, what it's a formation, one formation available that a spirit shows themselves on a camera. Some people can see them with the naked eye, but it's a little more rare. So, and usually
it looks like a bubble.
Yeah,
like
it just
on a
looks
picture,
like a
right?
round, and it's almost like a swirly thing in the middle. It almost like, how do I say it? It's like it just wraps in and it twirls in.
Okay.
And it's just this white little spot. It's kind of a little bigger than a speck, but some
okay.
are bigger than others. So when these pictures come up, everybody goes, oh, I got an orb. Well, there's also a lot of skeptics that say, well, that's dust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gettysburg is known for a lot of orbs. So, I mean, it's either they're real or Gettysburg is the dustiest town I've ever seen.
Yeah, because there's orbs all over the place, not just Gettysburg, but that's funny. The dust.
It is true, but yeah, everybody comes home with a photograph with dust.
Right, and a lot of times you haven't seen that orb until you develop that picture and you see it on the picture, right?
That is true. Now it is said, and it's also in the book about the putting the odds in your favor again. Okay, this gives you a lot of instruction on what's better to use in as far as equipment, and they're all basic, inexpensive equipment. You can spend a lot of money, but you don't need to. But in realms of cameras, for instance, you know, film versus digital.
Okay.
And the same thing with like
meaning
recorders.
Meaning that film is better for capturing orbs than digital?
Digital is better.
Digital is
yes,
better.
Yes, it
okay.
is. But
Very
it really,
good.
A flash is pretty much required.
A flash is required.
It
now,
really
isn't that interesting?
Is.
I would think you wouldn't want flash.
You would think so, but it's very few times that it will show up without that flash.
Oh, so maybe the flash yes. somehow bounces off of that energy, like electromagnetic energy?
It is very possible. I'm not really sure about that science of
yeah.
it. But and it's the opposite is true when you're using a voice recorder, what we call EVP, and that is electric voice phenomena.
Okay.
And when you pick up a voice from the other side, actually they say analog is better than digital. So those little digital recorders.
Okay.
You know, the old
don't
tape.
Don't work as well as the old
but
tape.
But you don't get the old tape anymore. You know,
yeah,
you can't
I know. Where
get
do you
that.
Buy
so
that now?
It still works. It still works fine. But, and you can manipulate that better anyway because you can upload it to your computer. You can actually get rid of noise with the software
right.
they make today is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a lot of things
oh,
that
I saw that in your book now that you mentioned that about how you were taping and you got some great...
Oh my gosh, yes.
But you didn't have the equipment that you could upload it.
There was no USB port.
Right.
And I was promised there would be, but when you get anything in a blister pack, you can't really see
right,
everything.
You can't
in
see.
It. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And oh my gosh. Well, I had to send it back to the store, but unfortunately, I had to also... There was nothing I could do. I had to send back the recording, too.
Yeah, so I had to laugh. It was like the biggest fish story. Is like,
yeah, I know. The one that you couldn't take
yeah,
home.
Yeah,
sure.
I had, you can't believe what I got on my recorder.
Yes, then you will never know.
Yeah, I thought that
That's
was funny.
That's just the way it goes.
Okay, yeah. We're going to have to take a break.
My goodness, already? Oh. Okay, well, all right,
yes,
we'll be back.
Is. Okay, we'll be back after this. It's 23 minutes past 9. You're listening to Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.
Okay. Hey, we were talking about orbs, and Francine and I were talking during the break about how you can really tell whether it's dust or a spirit orb.
There are actually a couple of ways to validate an orb versus dust. One of them is if we've taken pictures where there will be a tree and half the orb is behind the tree. You can't explain that to be dust because you have a half of an orb. Another way would be if you can put it on your computer, since it's digital, is to blow it up. And sometimes, believe it or not, you might see a face or an eye
wow.
in the middle. People have reported that, you know, it does get pixelated a little bit. So sometimes you have to blow it up and just can't see anything but pixels. But often is the case where there are little things that you can validate. And nobody really should go in. You have to have a little skepticism.
Right.
Don't
absolutely.
Be crazy. People get nuts. It's like, oh, that must be it. That every little
yeah,
noise I
yeah.
hear in Gettysburg. Oh, my gosh, must be a ghost. So if you have to discern what might be, if you've ever seen Ghost Hunters, any kind of TV show like that, they always look for a logical explanation first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way to go. Because if you can't explain it away, then you're pretty more likely that that's probably something special.
Yeah. And that's good advice, too, Francine, for people. Because I know a lot of listeners have really watched the Ghost Hunters, so they know what this is about. They've seen
right.
them go through and use their equipment.
And more often than not, they don't have a lot of success.
Right.
You know, I mean, people don't realize they're fascinated, but in the end, it's kind of a letdown.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it turned out not to be what they
no,
were thinking it might have been.
But they had fun doing it.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
It is fun. And if you go on the battlefields or even in buildings, certain buildings, of course, you want to be respectful. There's activity everywhere. There's energy everywhere. And sometimes people just have to trust their intuition
right.
as well.
Like, what's your gut feeling?
Right. I mean, it's not always about measuring a cold spot, a little area
yeah.
that's like, oh, that's freezing. Let me put my thermometer in there.
Yeah.
You know, so people do have to trust their just feelings. You know, when your hair, the hair on your neck starts, you know, raising up, and it's like, this is just really weird.
Yeah, yeah, you know, something doesn't
something
feel
different.
Right.
And I'll give you a quick example of that. In our home, when we did live in Gettysburg, you know, sometimes when you get older, you know, you and your spouse are going to talk about the what if game, if I die first, or you know. So we were kind of having this serious conversation in the living room, and the ceiling fan was going, and all of a sudden we just kind of felt like. We felt the whir of the ceiling fan caught our attention, and it started to slow down. Well, we both had the hair on our neck. It just wasn't one of those, oh, maybe the motor just died. You know, just no. There was definitely a presence in the room, and you just felt something. Well, lo and behold, the fan actually stopped. But now that's one thing. But you know what? We heard the flip of the switch, and it turned in the other direction.
Wow. Now, so it reversed.
It reversed all by itself.
And that doesn't
thank
happen.
Goodness we were both there to witness
it.
So
it's like where you look at each other and say, did you just hear that? Did you see that happen?
Oh, no, we're just like looking and looking up, then looking at each other, then looking up and looking at each other like, really, really, is this really happening? So when we had told the electrician, because then the fan just broke, and we told him what happened, he says, no, that's not possible. Yes, it's possible. So there are just things that just don't make, you know, if they defy logic, then you might have something.
Yeah. And I think it's true because that's an electrical thing, because I was going to talk about other things that you might notice with spirit. You talked about, we said the orbs, we talked about change in temperature.
Yes.
A cold spot. Electrical, they seem to play with electrical things a lot, right?
Very good question. Here's the thing, Jackie, we're all made of energy. So whether I'm doing a reading and talking to spirit guides or a loved one that has crossed over, or you're talking to animals, or if it's more of a lower energy, which is an earthbound energy, the difference is just where we draw from. You know, it's up there or it's down here. They still require energy to produce themselves. And this is why apparitions, a full body figure, is very rare to see, because it does take a lot of energy to pull in. So they really draw from electric circuits. They draw from electricity in the air. They draw from lightning. They draw from your batteries. That's one thing that is always mentioned if you go out ghost hunting.
Take
a lot of extra batteries, because they will. They'll drain your cell phone. They drain just so that they can produce here. So that's for them is nourishment for them to hang out.
Oh, so they actually suck up the energy
they
absolutely
from
different sources here.
So actually heat lightning, if that's a great night to go out on the fields.
Okay.
You know, as well as the autumn months when there's static electricity in the air.
Okay, and colder weather.
Right. So there are certain times a year that are better than others, or certain nights that might be better. But that is what they do as far as electric. So I have a lot of people that will come to me, well, my house is haunted because the TV turns on by itself, or it's always lights flickering. And I've experienced a lot of those in investigations. And they do. That is a lot of validation there. So someone came and took over my ceiling fan.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but they do a lot. You know, they are always wanting to communicate with us as well as us communicating with them. You know, but we just have to find that that level ground where we can meet. And if we go out if we put a black T-shirt on and we go out with some dowsing rods, you know, that may not be it. I think there's a lot of frame of mind has to take place. You can't be too overzealous. You just be yourself. Be just relaxed. Don't get crazy. Because, you know, they sense crazy energy just like animals sense fear, right?
Right. So is that chaos? So do they pull from that, or does that repel them?
I think it depends on, it's a personal.
Oh, depends on.
Well, yeah, because if they're like a crazy energy anyway, they may be drawn to you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so if you're not looking for crazy out there, don't go out there in a frenzy.
Yeah, but they're attracted to us the way we're attracted to them. I mean, I've seen people say, well, they just kind of followed me around. You know, well, maybe you look like their sister.
Yeah.
You know, that they remembered in a life. There's something familiar about you. So they're attracted to certain energies. But don't be afraid you're going to go home with one. A lot of people do.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because that is a fear people have, that they don't want to even try it because they don't want to, like, have anything attached to them.
I tell you what.
Okay.
Why don't we do it this way? We have to break for the news.
Okay. Okay.
And since that's probably going to take more than a minute and a half.
That'll give me a chance to think about my answer.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And we'll do that. We'll be back with more of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau after this.
Hey, I want to let everybody know if you have any questions or if you want to talk about any ghosts or special things going on in your home, the number here to call is 717-637-0052. And call in today while we have Francine Milano with us. So, Francine, we were talking about people in Gettysburg and some people saying, hey, I don't want to bring any of these spirits home with me.
Yeah, I can understand a little anxiety about things you don't know. I guess that's why the book is there.
Yeah.
But the fact is that spirits are attracted to one of three things: people, places, or things. And in Gettysburg, it's actually the place. Because if you think about it and you read the history, these are men that had been together for months and months before this trip to Gettysburg.
Right.
They all sang together. Yeah. They marched together. So these were really brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know what they were walking into. It was shock and awe.
Yeah, right.
You know? And a lot of them just went down before they even realized what was going on. So there were their comrades pulling them off the field. It was a very, very traumatic time.
Very traumatic. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So when spirits are restless, mm-hmm. to lack of a better word, it's usually because they of a couple of things, that they died suddenly, they died without warning, you know, and they died before with unfinished business before their time.
Right.
So because of that, and so many of them, thousands of them, they have this thing in common. So there's two kind of earthbound spirits. There's one that is the one that is not really sure that they crossed. And the other one is those who knew they were, but they're here by choice to help the other ones.
They've come back.
Yeah, and the ones that helped others or have unfinished business.
So there's actually some here that actually maybe don't realize that they have they're dead.
There are, but they're not going to go home with people because they're not attracted to the person.
They're attracted
now,
to
one might follow you around town because, as I said before, they might think you look like their sister or their mother,
right,
and
right.
they're tapping you on the shoulder. But the chances of their going home to, you know,
wherever
the
you
cheese
live.
Capital of Wisconsin is
right.
probably remote.
You're right, right.
You know, because this is where they're confused. This is where life stopped for them, and they're still kind of trying to work it out.
Right, right.
You know, so there are also, we mentioned about certain times of the year.
Right.
Where they're most active. And in the book, as you pointed out to me a little while ago during the break, was during the reenactments.
Right, and I wanted to bring that up because there are going to be, I think, at least two reenactments and big reenactments with thousands and thousands of reenactors
and
coming up.
And all over Gettysburg, actually,
exactly.
because of it's such a big anniversary, this will be a lot more widespread around town than usual. So we can expect a lot of activity, but then there's another school of thought is like, well, maybe it's just too noisy for them, you know?
Yeah.
Well.
But how does that draw spirit when, because of
reenactments? Because it really brings up all of those memories and all of that emotion. And you think these reenactors, they're looking at, they can see us. I'm sure that they can see us. Look at all the extra uniforms in town.
Okay. All right. Right, so they're actually looking at people who look like, you know,
like their brothers.
Their brothers and maybe the enemy for them.
So I can't tell you, while I had my work in Gettysburg, how many people came into my shop. They were reenactors saying, and they're big burly men saying, I can't tell my family this. I need to talk to somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that all the experiences they have when they're in Gettysburg in uniform.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, I think we have a caller with a question. Gil, you want to put him on?
We do, but you're going to have to put earphones on.
Oh, all right. Well, I will do that.
So we can hear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on Jackie LeBeau's Heart to Heart.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for us? Hello?
Apparently not.
Is she still there?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, maybe we got disconnected. So whoever was calling in, if you want to call back, Please do. Okay, so Francine was talking to us about reenactors and people walking around with in uniform and actually coming to her shop saying,
"Yeah, put them back on.
I have to talk to somebody."
We're going to try this call again.
Okay, we're going to try this again. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, are you back?
Hi. I just wanted to ask Francine, actually, two things. Is there anything right now that I need to know from my spirit guide?
Okay. We're going to go off task here.
Okay.
A little off topic. That's fine. Okay. I'm going to ask you to ask me again, just so I have a little extra energy. And I also would like you to, would you give me your first initial?
Okay.
Okay. And ask your question again.
I wanted to know if there's anything right now that my spirit guide would like me to know.
Yes, that everything, the situation that you're in or around you that you're worried about is going to be fine. Everything is for a reason. It's not always for us to know ahead of time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not to worry. I know you're worried about this, but everything's going to be okay. And I'm not going to get into details because it's very personal.
Yeah.
Okay? Just know that. Know that. They're all around you, everybody, and there are others too.
Okay.
Okay?
The job situation.
Okay. Are you unemployed right now?
No, I'm working.
Okay. But you are looking or no, you're not looking. You're trying to change things where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang tight. I kind of feel like September, October, you know, it's going to be rough until then.
Okay.
But you can, but if you are determined to hang and stick it out, everything will, all the dynamics are going to change again in the autumn, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And one more. My dog, if you do the animal.
You know, I'm going to hold, I'm going to give that one back to Jackie because that's her forte.
Okay, great.
All right, real quick.
Yes, my dog.
Okay. What is your question about your dog?
I just want to know how, you know, if he's okay. He's getting a little older and, you know, has a couple of, you know, like lumps on him, which the vet said is probably fatty things.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting from your dog is that he's fine. It's a he, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. that he's fine. He's happy. And he's not ready to go anywhere just yet.
Great. Thank you.
All good news.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, even though we got off task, yeah. You have to give her props because she took advantage of all the phone calls.
Yes,
know, so many
absolutely.
People could have been doing that.
I love that.
So good for her.
Thanks for calling.
But back to Gettysburg.
Yeah, back to Gettysburg. I sort of lost track of where we were there.
Well, talking about the reenactments and how soldiers, they actually, I had one, which was in particular that I'll never forget, sitting on, I had a shop on Baltimore Street. And this woman walked in with this man, and he was a big guy, and she just said, "Here, he needs a reading," and grabbed him by the arm. I'm like, "Well, I don't really like to do readings for people's husbands who really like."
Yeah, like they're sort of being forced.
You know, I'm like, "Oh, all right," you know. So I brought him into my office, and he started crying like a baby.
Aww.
You know. So it is enough.
So he just needed that.
These experiences are enough to break, the biggest guy.
Yeah.
You know, they're real.
Yeah.
You cannot, you have to be a little skeptical, but you can't deny thousands of people's experiences.
Right.
There is such thing as mass hysteria. There are places, and that unfortunately there are ghost tours and things that are just in it for the fascination, and you have to scrutinize every single story because
right.
they're not all real.
Right.
But, you know, they're a great place to start as far as seeing the haunted structures that there are and getting a little history tour anyway. But take them with a grain of salt and then go out on your own.
Yeah.
And there are some tours now that offer you some equipment, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's interesting. They actually provide that for you when you do
definitely
it.
Should, when picking a tour, find out how many people they take out, because I've been on them, and you know, if you're the last one, you're not going to hear anything anyway.
Right.
You
right.
know? So you do have to scrutinize what kind. You know, do your shopping.
What you're going to get when you go on that
exactly.
tour.
do your shopping. But then make sure, you know, if they get my book, then they'll know everything that they need to take out.
Yeah, so let's tell people how to get your book, Francine.
Well, right now they can find it on Amazon.com. That will be the easiest.
Right. It's called The Other Side of Gettysburg, A Ghost 101 Handbook by Francine Milano.
Yeah.
All right. And really, for all you people who shop Amazon, it couldn't be easier.
I know. That's how you got
That's how I got my copy.
I wanted to bring you a copy myself, but I'm actually out. So you have more than I do.
That's how I got my copy. Yeah. So it's great. So, and it's great. I have to tell people, it's an easy read. I went through it, but I love that it gives you a lot of information about how you can sense spirit, you know, whether it's shadows, orbs, voices, that cold spot we talked about. It talks about, you know, the times that spirit is more accessible, like during reenactments, in the evening, during thunderstorms, you know, the electrical stuff.
So it'll be extra busy next week.
Extra busy.
It's going to be not only extra active, but there'll be a lot of people in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to dare it, there are a few places that you might want to consider
going.
Yeah,
let's talk about that, because we said any spot, know the history.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned
absolutely
that.
Because in the history, any kind of historical facts about certain places are the places you want to go. You know, the other thing is, if you study your history, you'll know that maybe little offerings that you could bring, like a little tobacco, peppermint oil. You know, you have to kind of, I can't really go into everything that you could bring, but anything that belonged to that era, they may also be attracted to.
Oh, interesting.
I have taken a mason jar full of moonshine, real moonshine.
Oh, cool.
Just open it up, because you know they like the moonshine.
Yeah.
The tobacco, all those vices they're attracted to. But
sure.
The thing about, though, next week, I mean, it will be very busy, but if you can go kind of off hours in the evening, but there are places like Saxbridge. That's a place where a lot of activity happened. The Wheat Field.
Okay.
Devil's Den, huge battle there. But do not be surprised if it is crawling with other, you know, ghost seekers.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's nice to find it like on a weeknight if you can, and just go with the energies, even if there's no equipment, just to go there. Now, when we lived there, before we moved, they had changed the hours in the park where you can't go there really late at night. So that's out. But you can still be there at dark.
Right. Or at dusk.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of activity. Yeah. And it's not that there's not activity during the day, but it's harder to get that there's a lot of interference during the day, sun interference for one. It's called RF noise, which I mentioned in the book, without getting technical. It does interfere with energies. And certain times of the year, equinox, when the sun is like directly aligned, it messes up satellites and things like that. So there just are little things that put the odds in your favor. But dusk is a very sensitive time.
Yeah.
You know, for
also,
spirit.
Great for pictures. But let's talk about some of the other places, because I know there's a lot of people out there and there might be some.
We're
going
to have to take a break here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. Okay. We're back, and I have Francine Milano with me. And Francine, let's give everybody your contact information so they know how to get a hold of you.
Oh, that would be great. Well, they can call my office at 717-253-6634, or they can visit my website at francinemilano.com. That's FrancineMilano.com. I do offer readings in Lancaster County. I offer them by phone, Skype, and email as well. And I also do life coaching as a pastoral counseling. I offer, the whole list is there, but I have a...
Yeah, and tell people about your signature workshop.
I do train, I have a private mentoring program for the serious student, but for someone just wanting to open their gifts a little bit more, I have a half-day workshop, and that is called Opening Your Intuitive Self. On my website, francinemilano.com, is a calendar of events, and they can actually look up all the workshops that I do.
Oh, great, great. So I encourage people, if you're particularly interested in your own intuition and that side of you, look into one of Francine's workshops and get an opportunity to open that a little bit and work with that yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. This has been fascinating.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. It goes way too fast.
Yes, way too fast. So all you people that are in the Gettysburg area or are thinking about visiting Gettysburg during the battle anniversary, you know, think about your history and just keep that in the back of your mind as you're walking around and see what kind of activity you pick up.
Okay, that's going to do it for today. We will be back again next Tuesday, a little after 9, with more of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.